Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota. With support from Lizard's Art Gallery and Framing in Duluth and a grant from the Duluth Public Arts Commission, I'm your host, Maya Morton. Painters, the epitome of the fine arts for centuries, are often held to a higher standard than some artists. The medium is wide, encompassing watercolor, oil paints, tempera, and of course, the modern invention of acrylic. And although many artists have a strong preference, many have a hand in many. Minnesota artist Terry Milliken, as a lifelong painter, has had a recent switch to acrylic, but has also tried them all, watercolor, and painted for many years in oil. She began, as many painters did, copying the masters, their work, and their technique. And Terry is showing her current work at Adeline Inc. in Duluth at 1328 East 1st Street up through March 14th. And although many of the works sold on opening night last week, there are still many pieces to be had. You can see her paintings at Lizard's Art Gallery and also at the lobby of the new Cinema 2 movie theater. She spoke with Radio Gallery about her growth as an artist and about the collection on display at her current exhibition.
It does represent work from as far back as when I lived in Oaxaca. And when I left Minnesota, and I moved to Oaxaca for 5 years with a painter, a French-Algerian, very excellent painter. I took the leap into abstraction at that time. I had been painting quite representationally, and like the 17th century Dutch with the low horizon landscapes with puffy clouds. And I had learned to use the local color, the greens and the grays and the... In Oaxaca, I went to Guatemala a lot, and I was looking at fabrics and textiles and colorful weepils and things that people wore and the pottery they make and the rugs they weave. And I just couldn't stay making Minnesota landscapes living in that surrounds. So I started experimenting with a lot more color and more floral explosions of this, and that just naturally led to a more abstract style. And some of it is... It's derivative of my surroundings, my physical environment, as in botanical or colorful mountainous scenery, but it's not literal by any means anymore. And the more vocabulary of shapes and colors I acquired over the years there, the wilder my painting became. So then after I left Oaxaca, I lived in the southwest deserts of California. I lived in the Mojave for a decade.
Now, I love those paintings that are that series from then. There's something very kind of almost architectural about it, or something like vertebraic. Talk about that series a little.
Maya, that is a good observation because a lot of those shapes, I call it the Western Labyrinth series, a lot of those shapes evolved from, let's say, convoluted hiking trails in a gorge, or way out in the desert coming across the vertebra of a snake, or the meandering dry beds of a river in the desert. It became this extremely important inspiration and influence on me. I felt more spiritual in the desert and about the desert than I'd ever enjoyed. And I started to get interested in geology because it was so apparent. In Minnesota, it's fascinating, but it's covered up with vegetation in most instances. And so I was able to see the formations and the stratifications, and walking on a mountain hike or up through the high desert, you'd see the geological time was just evident before you. Then I started to think about the metaphor that was just such a beautiful metaphor for our journey through life and our meandering through our lives. I think it's just about a celebration of life. I'm very fortunate that I have a joyful outlook, and I like to share that exuberance in my work.
Radio Gallery, produced by Chloe Walsh and Maya Morton, with music by Willie Murphy, and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, by the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior, and by Zeitgeist Arts Cafe in Duluth. To see images of Terry's work and for links to her current exhibition, or to subscribe to the podcast or listen again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Radio Gallery. I'm Maya Morton. Thanks for listening.